USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another temporary reprieve for TikTok and its American users. A federal judge has postponed a Trump administration order which would have banned the photo app from U.S. smartphone app stores at midnight. The ruling followed an emergency hearing on Sunday in which lawyers for TikTok argued the administration's app store ban would infringe on First Amendment rights. CNET executive editor Roger Chang.
U.S. officials have maintained that TikTok represents a security threat because the popular app collects a lot of personal data on its users, which could be turned over to the Chinese government. While this could theoretically happen, there's no evidence that it actually has.
Suicides among active-duty U.S. military jumping by as much as 30% as far as compared with the same period last year. There have been 114 active-duty suicides this year so far. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
21 states have seen spikes in new COVID-19 cases in recent days. It has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter in the U.S. because of the pandemic. The latest SpaceX Starlink satellite launch was scrubbed this morning. Weather prevented the 13th such launch from happening at Cape Canaveral. With just over a month till Election Day, the first presidential debate is set for tomorrow in Cleveland. President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in a 90-minute event to be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump again suggested that Biden has been taking performance-enhancing drugs, telling reporters,
"I'm not joking. I mean, I'm willing to take a drug test. I think he should, too."
On another issue, President Trump says a report that he paid only $700 in income taxes in recent years is fake news. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the 123rd consecutive day of protests following the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor back in March, well, it was calm from beginning to end for a change. Speakers on Sunday condemning last week's grand jury decision not to indict any of the Louisville Metro Police officers involved in the raid that ended with Taylor being fatally shot as they were seeking her boyfriend on drug charges. One officer was indicted for firing into a neighbor apartment, but not directly for the death of the 26-year-old EMT. The Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression calling Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron to publicly release all the information presented to the grand jury. California facing more severe wildfire dangers. A red flag warning going into effect for much of Northern California and parts of Southern California over the weekend. A heat wave, low humidity, and gusty winds increasing the risk of fires that could spread quickly. Wildfires have burned over 3.7 million acres in this record-setting fire season in California. And the 2020 NBA Finals matchup is set. The L.A. Lakers and the Miami Heat will square off for the Larry O'Brien Trophy beginning on Wednesday at the NBA bubble in Orlando. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.